important to your business or brand. Well, basically, social media presents the largest, most reachable and open market in history. And what we're talking about here is an investment in human capital or relationships, and as I mentioned, this is about longevity and emotional attachment to your brand. But as we know, the audience is fairly fickle. It's segmented, it's spread across numerous networks and platforms and tools, and these differ according to the region as well. It's also transient. You only have to look at the numbers in terms of demise, MySpace versus Facebook at the moment. People will move freely between them, they'll take what they need from them, and they'll find the next best thing. It's also democratic, users have control, and it's culture specific. So depending obviously on which network you're looking at, there's different cultures that exist within each of those communities. And although culture can be difficult to understand, one of the common threads is that they're all participatory, they're all active, they're all actively engaging with these spaces and with one another online. And we generally categorise audiences into four key areas. Consumers, sharers, commenters and producers. Consumers make up sort of the majority of internet users, or over half, and are really the people who are watching, reading and listening online. Sharers are more typically the people you find in major social networking areas. And commenters are those who actively participate by commenting or tagging particular content. And producers are those who create and publish content online. And just going back to sharers who become increasingly important for you, sharers also know